This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide issue that affects you. And Shayna, you had a big piece in MLive this week about this issue of people getting out of prisons and having trouble finding housing. What was the issue that you looked at there?
No surprise, it is especially difficult for this population of people to find housing. I focus primarily on the Grand Rapids area and in West Michigan because anybody who's been around here or has spoken to people in the Grand Rapids area, they know that housing is really expensive out here and it is really difficult to find some level of affordable housing. And it turns out that people who are recently incarcerated are having an especially difficult time finding housing that they can afford, not because they don't have jobs, but because landlords are not renting to them, because they're having trouble just finding affordable housing in general. They're also having trouble getting, resources from the government, like Section 8 housing, depending on the crimes that they've committed. So they're facing a lot of different barriers out here in Grand Rapids. And this is actually a problem that affects people coming out of prison across the state and really nationwide.
And you spoke with some people who are actually going through this right now. So let's hear from Kaylin Griffin, Dennis Brace, and Francis Perez.
Once you say I'm a felon, they're like, oh boy, no, that's going to be bad, or it's not going to be a good situation. We don't want that trouble.
Somebody's out there trying to do something to change their life, and you got people out there not wanting to help them and stuff, and what are they going to do? They're going to go turn around, they're going to reoffend.
I just hope they give me a chance, show them that I'm not the same person I was when I was catching these felonies. A whole different person.
And Dennis Brace brought up a really interesting point, and one that a lot of the advocates that are working with these types of people are focused on, which is, look, in order to not reoffend, these people need to find stability in their lives. And right now, they're able to find jobs. One of the workers that I spoke with said, look, I can find these people a job within a day. But when it comes to finding housing, ex-offenders are having just so many different obstacles put in their way. And if they don't have a secure place over their head, if they don't feel safe, they're going to go back to their old ways. And they're going to reoffend. And what that means for the general public is that our prison numbers are going to continue to either stay the same or go up, and we're going to keep spending money to house these people one way or the other. And the bad way that these advocates are saying they don't want to house them is in prisons.
And that actually gets to issues with the Department of Corrections here in Michigan. I believe they don't want to have people reoffend and come back into their system. They're actually working on solutions for this.
Yes, and there's a few different programs that the Michigan Department of Corrections offers. They have their Offender Success Program, and those people are trying to work with different landlords to convince them to rent to ex-offenders. They're having a hard time with that sometimes. There's a lot of landlords out there that say, look, I don't want the trouble. They think that, these people are going to be particularly bad tenants for some reason. But then you also do find landlords out there who are willing to rent, in some cases exclusively, to ex-offenders just to try and help them out.
Well, Shayna, excellent reporting on this issue, and we will follow up and keep our eye on what happens with this in the future.